Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great, Phil.
All right, we're going to be on the air here. Well, we are on the air right now. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to get Margaret Gray on in just a moment.
The Margaret Journal.
And this is about a painting of a dark-skinned Jesus as an artist, or excuse me, a painting of a dark-skinned Jesus by an artist who used a woman as a model has been selected by a Catholic magazine as the winner of its contest to update the image of Jesus Christ for the millennium. The painting, Jesus of the People, was selected from nearly 1,700 entries for the cover of a special millennium issue published this week by the National Catholic Reporter and Independent News Weekly, and one of the best-known Catholic publications in the country. The artist, Janet McKenzie, age 51. She said her goal was to be as inclusive as possible. At first glance, he is black or African-American, but look more deeply, you see many people in it. Margaret, did you see it?
Well, Phil, more importantly, did you see it?
I'm looking at a picture of it right now, a picture of this rendering. It's interesting. What do you think?
Well, what I think, really, Phil, is that we have a renegade Catholic populace in the United States. We have a very liberal Catholic populace here in the United States. And I think when you look at this depiction, I think that the first thing you want to say is how inclusive this is and perhaps how accurate. I have no way of knowing what Jesus Christ really looked like. But I think you have to look behind that, and I think you have to look at the traditional relationship between American Catholics and the Vatican. And I think that is important when you look at this. And
well, what does the history of the politics of American Catholics in the Vatican have to do with this painting? This is supposed to be an updated image of Jesus Christ.
Well, I know what the press release says. I know what they want you to believe. And I also have my own opinions. And I will be writing about what I think this is really, what really is behind this, because I don't feel, I don't have a problem with them updating the image of Jesus Christ. But I know, I think, I know what is behind this, and I don't think it's good. And I think it does have to do with the relationship between American Catholics and the Vatican.
Well, what is the relationship?
It has been contentious. It has been very contrary. American Catholics have been pro-birth control, have been pro-abortion, have broken from the Vatican many, many times. And it is my opinion that this is one more step toward trying to push Pope John Paul out of his leadership role.
Okay, this is being very, what is the word? Are we being obtuse here? Is it a little...
It sounds confused, doesn't it? And again, I am trying to be very careful because this is my opinion.
But what is your opinion? What does the picture, what does a rendering...
Phil, let me explain it, okay?
Yeah, but what does the rendering of a black Jesus have to do with American Catholics' antagonism toward, you know, the Vatican?
All right, let me explain. It is no secret that American Catholics are very, very liberal, and they have been at odds with the Vatican over a variety of issues. It is also no secret that American Catholics would like to see a new, more liberal pontiff. It is also no secret that the Pope is not well, that he has not been well physically. And I really think, and again, it is my opinion, that this painting of a new black-faced Jesus with feminine characteristics is an underhanded attempt to harm the pontiff physically.
And how can that possibly be?
I'm going to explain that. Again, this is my opinion. Phil,
you know, you're being very, very dramatic.
Phil, let me finish, all right, because I am a very devout Catholic. And I happen to be a great admirer of Pope John Paul. And I think that these Catholics rendering a new image of Jesus Christ as a black and rather feminine-looking individual is something that they are going to transmit to Pope John Paul.
And I need for you to get to the point here.
All right, what is his origin? Pope John Paul is Polish. His birthday is coming up very, very soon. It is my opinion that these individuals intend on federal expressing this image of a black Jesus to the Vatican, to the Pontiff's attention, that he will, knowing that it is a birthday message from America, very quickly rip open the Federal Express envelope, pull out the strategically placed new painting of a black and feminine Jesus, pull this out, and through utter shock, suffer some mild cardiac incident.
You're telling me that Pope John Paul is going to have a heart attack when he receives a painting from America of a black Jesus.
It is my opinion that that may be the intent of a lot of these people, yes. Now,
why would Pope John Paul have a heart attack looking at a black-faced Jesus?
He is Polish. He is old school. You know, you have to understand that Pope John Paul, at his very heart and soul, is an old Polish man. And they are a very traditional, old-world people. He is very, very, he's very, very, I guess the word is simple in a lot of ways. And I really think that the plan was to send him this Federal Express envelope. He's not a very, I don't think he comes from a very tolerant people.
And, okay, you're doing an awful lot of stereotyping of Polish people here, all right, as not being very tolerant. You're being stereotypical here of the pontiff himself as being a not very tolerant man. You know as well as I do, he is the first pope in history to have traveled practically to every single nation in the world.
And in his role as the imperial pontiff, in his role as the colonialist pontiff, he's comfortable that way. But trust me, he's an old Pole, and he won't be comfortable looking at the face of a new black Jesus.
And maybe he won't care either. Have you thought about that? Maybe...
Oh, he'll care, Phil, believe. Let me tell you something, Phil. You know, I'm a devout Catholic. I've been in the church a lot longer. You're a fallen away Catholic. Isn't that true?
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
But isn't it true?
Yeah, it's true.
All right. You're a fallen away. I've been in the church for quite some time. I've taken a look at this new pope that we have. I say new, 20 years now. He's an old Polish man, very set in his ways. One look at a black Jesus, and his heart will give out.
And well, you are making a very, very serious assumption if you're saying that these people intend to harm the pope.
I'm saying it's my opinion. It is my opinion that sending a picture of a black pope to Jesus, or a black Jesus to the pope, it is my opinion that they will cause a mild cardiac defibrillation or possibly a massive cardiac episode.
Because he's going to rip open the Federal Express envelope, pull out the picture of the black Jesus, and grab his chest.
Grab his chest, absolutely. He's an old Pole, Phil.
An old Pole. So they, when you keep going with this old Pole thing, meaning...
He's not. They're very stuck in a very, very peasant and very medieval manner. They really are.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Real, real way out assumption there by Margaret Gray on why it would be anybody would send the Pope a picture of a black Jesus because they want him to have a heart attack. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line here with the opinion that the painting of a black Jesus is going to give the Pope a heart attack. Apparently, there is a Catholic group that has selected a new image of Jesus Christ as a black kind of man-woman. I don't know what it is. It's a man with feminine characteristics. Actually, the artist used a woman as the model for Jesus. And she thinks that these people plan on sending this picture to the Pope and giving him a heart attack with that. Is that your contention.
I just don't think that they have any real good intentions with this, Phil. I think that...
Why do you think the Pope is going to have a heart attack seeing the face of a black man as Jesus?
Because he's an old Polish man. You can't change the spots on a leopard, Phil. And you can't suddenly make Pope John Paul American or Canadian. He's an old, traditional Polish man. He'll see a black face with a crown of thorns, and he'll feel pain radiating down his left arm. I really think that, in my opinion, this is ill-considered.
All right, 1-800-449-86. So you think these people mean to harm the Pope?
My opinion, yes.
With a picture of a black Jesus.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Phil? This lady is absolutely ridiculous. There's no way.
You can say that I'm ridiculous, but refute me point by point.
This picture is in no way an attempt to undermine or harm the Pope. There's been pictures of black Jesus around for the last 50 to 100 years. So how would this particular picture be designed to harm the Pope?
All right, I'll tell you why. Because his birthday is coming up. And you could send this to him, as I said, Federal Express. He would get the Federal Express package.
Right.
He would eagerly open it up, thinking that there would be something in it by way of a birthday present. And suddenly this old Polish man would pull out of the Federal Express envelope the picture of a black Jesus.
Now, let me just say this.
Now, tell me that wouldn't give an old Pole...
With all the atrocities that's been happening in the world, if he hasn't had a heart attack over two kids killing up people in Columbine, if he hasn't had a heart attack over what's been going on in the world in the last couple of years, then I'm certain he's not going to have a heart attack over a black Jesus.
You're telling me that he wouldn't even feel chest pains?
Oh, please. That's ridiculous.
Are you Catholic?
Am I Catholic? No, I'm not Catholic.
Oh, there you go.
So it's only a Catholic can
no,
have
but I think that I have
a black Jesus?
No, I think I have a sensibility about the pontiff. And remember, this was an image that was created by Catholics, American Catholics, who have traditionally had a very serious rift with the Vatican. American Catholics have always been very contrary. I'm telling you, he would suffer some shortness of breath.
Well, I tell you this. I hope the Pope is no ill will, and I hope the Pope is well. And I'll say this: if some people wanted to get the Pope and wanted to harm the Pope, I think they could do a lot better.
Yeah.
Than sending a black
Jesus. That's it. That's a good point. Why wouldn't they just, if people wanted to harm the Pope?
This is a very easy way of doing it, Phil. Nobody could possibly point to anyone with any ill intent. He has a heart attack looking at the face of a black Jesus. Who'd put two and two together?
Well, I think that's pretty presumptuous of you and almost kind of racist there to think that a black Jesus would cause a man of the Pope's stature to have a heart attack. What is it about a black Jesus that would make him have a heart attack?
It isn't the black Jesus. It's who the Pope is. He's an old Pole.
How many times are you going to say he's an old Pole?
Well, look at those people.
Look, those people?
Yes, if you look at the Poles.
Those people.
Those poles are they're backward, that kind of a thing.
Now, who's stereotyping now? Those old poles are backward.
Phil,
No, really, who's stereotyping now? So he's an old pole, and he's going to look at a picture of a black Jesus.
That is about
it. Ma'am, I have a feeling. I think he would have a heart attack if he heard you call him an old pole and stereotyping him like that. I think that would hurt him more than a black Jesus.
You know, this is a very educated man. You're aware of that.
Phil, I know the Pope is very scholarly.
He speaks, what does he speak, like 8 or 9 languages? He's traveled to every country in the world.
I know that, but you know the old saying, still waters run deep? Sooner or later, the Pole in him comes out.
The Pole in him?
Yes, sir. So he can speak all the languages he wants, but sooner or later, that old Polak in him is going to come popping up.
Old Polak.
Archie Bunker?
I'm sorry, what? What did I say?
The old Polak in him is...
Well, that's what you call a pole.
No, you do not. That happens to be a very derisive, dismissive, prejudicial, and bigoted term, okay?
I bet you don't know the meaning of half of those words you just used.
Okay. I don't know what it is that you're trying to do, either make me angry or the caller angry.
I made a very, very very controversial point about this black Jesus.
You made a very racist point, ma'am, and you made a very ignorant, you spoke out of your ignorance of people, you spoke out of your ignorance of the history of Jesus, you spoke out of your ignorance of the history of the Pope.
Do you say that Jesus wasn't black?
Phil, I'm not saying that Jesus wasn't black. I'm saying show a black Jesus to this old guy, and he gets shortness of breath. I'm betting on it. I'm betting on it.
You're betting on the fact that he will see a picture of a black Jesus and suddenly grab his chest.
Yes.
Bill, this is absolutely ridiculous.
You know what it is? It's almost as if you wish it. It's almost like you're wishing it, Margaret, and I resent that.
I do not wish it, Phil. I'm a devout Catholic, and I wish to our pontiff nothing but the best of health. But I think some people have it in for him.
All right. I thank the gentleman for his call this evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean sooner or later the old Pole comes out?
Because he's a traditional man who, yes, has traveled a very, very long distance, but he is still a traditional man.
All right. Here is Kendall or Asheville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm a Baptist minister, a white Baptist minister, is probably going to say something blowing people's minds. I think I'm glad that people, that there's an actual picture of Jesus being black or darker skin, because you made a good point, Phil, that he is well-traveled and very scholarly, obviously, to be involved in ministry, and he's probably traveled to the Holy Land where he saw the fact that everybody there is dark skin and brown.
Well, but he's still that old Pole that I'm talking about.
Well, let me tell you this. To be involved in that role as the Supreme Pontiff, I'm sure he knows what Jesus looks like. The only thing I can understand him being upset about is the fact that Jesus looks feminine, like, as you say. Jesus was a carpenter.
You're telling me that a white man from Poland isn't going to pull that picture out of the Federal Express envelope, and he isn't going to feel a little pain in the left arm?
I'm saying no.
Well,
because he is a man of God.
I'm saying yes.
I'm saying no because Jesus was from, contextually from the Middle East.
I'll lay you $5. I'll give you $2 to $1, $5.
I could use it.
All right, hold on, please, hold on. He could use it. He wants to bet you. I'll give you $5, $2 to $1. 1-800-449-8686. It's almost as if she wishes this will happen.
De Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrhea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, syndicated columnist. Always a controversial time when we have you on the line, Margaret, and your opinion is that this new picture of a black Jesus commissioned by a group of Catholics here in America would be sent to the Pope and would give him a heart attack.
That is my opinion, Phil, yes. And I know that Phil, believe me, when I come on your program, there are people that think I'm crazy for a variety of reasons. That is America, and that is fine. But I do believe in our pontiff. I am a great admirer of this man. I do not wish this man any ill will at all. And I just think sending a picture of a Jesus that bears a striking resemblance to Jimi Hendrix, to some old Polish man, yes, modern, yes, educated, but rooted firmly in the Slavic mind, is asking for sharp pains radiating down the left arm, shortness of breath, and sweats.
And a heart attack, in other words. You don't have to be so dramatic.
Yes, a heart attack.
Okay. Sharp pains down the left arm, shortness of breath. In other words, he's going to take a look at a black Jesus and have a heart attack because he comes from Poland.
Of the Slav, yes.
Of the Slav, got it. Battle Mountain on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
And you're angry, aren't you?
A little bit angry, a little bit put out, a little bit just uncomfortable with the whole conversation. Battle Mountain, hello.
I want to ask this young woman if she knows who Our Lady of Częstochowa is.
Chester who?
Częstochowa. Our Lady of Częstochowa.
Was he an actor?
Our Lady of Częstochowa.
I don't know what he's talking about. Is it
you're talking about a presence of the Virgin?
That's right.
Oh, Our Lady of Chesterhover.
Chesterhover. Is she?
Who's she?
It's the Blessed Mother appearing in the town of Chesterhover, Poland, as a black woman.
Oh, stop it.
Huh?
Stop it.
Find
out
what town you live in.
I live in Santa Monica, California, darling.
All right.
There hasn't been any black Virgin Mary in Poland.
You find a predominantly Slavic church or a predominantly Polish church in your neighborhood, and you'll go in there and you'll see a picture of the Blessed Mother, and she'll be
We're in
black.
Santa Monica, California. There are no Slavs here, I don't think.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can tell you one church you can go to and see one. Drive down to San Pedro and go to Our Lady Star of the Sea.
Yes, that's where black folks go. You know, Our Lady Star of the Sea, what is that, tuna? I'm talking about something that is very important.
Okay, what do you know about the Pope? What do you know about Pope John's younger life?
I know that he is a very... His what?
His younger life.
His younger wife?
Life.
He was not married.
I didn't say he was.
Well, then why do you say he...
His younger life is what the man's saying, not wife.
I know that he was a mountain climber. He was very athletic. He was involved in protecting people.
All right. He was
He played ice hockey. He was a champion badminton player.
He was also an actor.
Yes, he did some films.
He never did film. He did stage.
He did one film. He did one film with Gloria Swanson.
Who did? The Pope?
Yes.
Pope John Paul was in a Gloria Swanson film.
No.
The man said that he was an actor.
A stage actor. On stage. Like Summer Stock?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that type, theater
yes.
type stage?
Yes. What's this got to do with the fact that the
Because I believe, young lady, because I'm an old Pole. I'm an old Slav, like you say.
Well, there you
I'm
go.
I'm 65 years old.
And what happened
And I
you...
think you are carrying one big bushel basket full of you-know-what.
You're telling me that the Pope at one point was yelling Stella in front of a bunch of people in a theater? Come on.
What are you... Where'd you come off with Stella in a theater?
You said to me that the Pope was in Streetcar Named Desire.
I never said that.
He never said anything of the sort.
Did you say that he was on stage?
Yes.
Well, where did I get Streetcar Named Desire?
I don't know.
No idea, lady.
He didn't say anything about it.
You said something about him screaming Stella.
Nope.
Well, that's
I never said nothing about my sister Stella.
Your sister Stella. Him screaming, Stella, not your sister's Stella.
No. You're not listening. You're so wound up in what you want to put across that you don't want to listen to nobody.
You're an old Pole, huh?
That's me. I'm 65 years old, and I'm Polish. So that makes me an old Pole.
And if you saw a picture of a black Jesus, you wouldn't need to sit down?
Nope.
Well, you're a better man than the Pope. You should be Pope.
No, I can't be Pope.
Why not?
I'm married.
That blows that, doesn't it?
But I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people, if you stop and think about where Jesus came from,
I don't want to think about that.
Huh? Because
Don't get me on that.
Because there are no blue-eyed, blonde-haired people.
That's right.
Born and raised in that part
and
of the
if
world.
If Pope John Paul is the scholar that we all agree that he is, he's been fully aware of this for many, many years.
That's right.
And even if he is an old Pole from the interior of Poland, he ain't going to have no sharp pains down his left arm when he sees a Jimi Hendrix-looking Jesus. Okay?
Okay, Mr. Know-It-All. Okay.
Great. I'm glad you got it.
I got it. Beat up on by two men again.
No, not beat up on by two men. Just an idiotic point of view.
Yeah, two men telling a woman what to do again.
No.
Yes, again.
No,
just
no,
the way
no.
it is in America. Two men beating up on a woman.
You know something?
That's
I've never
America.
Young lady,
you know,
I've never heard of you
screaming
until about
rape.
15
rape.
Minutes ago.
Rape!
Oh, shut up. Let me put her on hold.
Where did you find her?
I don't know.
One?
She's out of her freaking mind.
What mind?
To think that she...
Rape!
All right. Thank you for your...
Boy, I'll tell you what. She is a...
piece of work, huh?
She is what I would call a feminine... Thanks, sir,
for your call. You better get her under control real fast. Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Wow.
Thanks for calling.
Does she want a woman's point of view since she insisted that two men are beating up on her?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you know, it is utterly ridiculous.
Hold on just a second. You get her calmed down before I get her back on here, Mike. Go ahead, ma'am.
It is utterly ridiculous to think that the Pope is going to have a reaction like that to this piece of art.
Well, first of all, she
albeit
says...
I didn't realize it resembled Jimi Hendrix.
I got a picture of it. It looks a little bit like Jimi Hendrix.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. The thinking is that the Pope is going to think that this is a birthday present from America. He will very excitedly rip open the Federal Express envelope and pull out this picture of a black Jesus. And have a heart attack.
And it is, in fact, it's not being sent for his birthday, or it's just being
She's
sent
saying that
his
somebody
birthday?
Somebody might do that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I think she may be the only one worried
about
the situation.
Are you calmed down?
Phil, I will not be beat up on by two men.
Are you calmed down? Were we beating up on you? Are we entitled to have our opinion? And for you to scream rape like that...
I was being dramatic for a point. I was being dramatic to show that I'm a lone woman, once again having to argue with men.
Well, I've got a female caller on the phone right now.
Yeah, you're not a lone woman, but you're kind of a strange one with your point of view, and I think that you're probably pretty alone in that also.
I don't think so. I think I have a very legitimate point of view. You've got this Slav. He sees a black Jesus. Looks a little bit like Ike Turner. Boom. What do you got? Blood coming out of the nose.
Do you really think it's the first time he's ever seen any kind of alternative representation of Jesus?
I don't know if that's the case, but I think he's been warned in the past, first. This can come out of nowhere. You see what I'm saying? There is a difference. In other words, he goes into a church, they say, "Your Pontiff, Your Holiness." There could be some pictures of black Jesuses. He's ready for it. But this can come clean out of nowhere.
Don't you think he probably has people that open his mail for him? Maybe they'll be able to give him fair warning.
That is a good point.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that if the Pope has somebody opening up the picture of the black Jesus, they can say, I can't believe we're talking about this.
So you think it's funny, huh?
I think it's extremely
laughable, in other words, you're a woman,
yes.
So you're another woman that's just going to let men form her opinion for her.
Absolutely not. I form this opinion all by myself.
So let me get this straight.
Disagreeing with most of your points.
I think that I have been standing alone against an awful lot of testosterone here this evening. And
so let me get this straight. I just want to say, okay?
And there's Mr. Henry butting in again.
I'm also a Catholic, by the way.
Well, I am too, and you can hear the man butting in.
Because I'm the host of the show, and I want to moderate this and move this along. You're saying that somebody's going to open his mail for them, see the black picture of Jesus, and say, Your Holiness, brace yourself, because I'm about to show you a picture of Jimi Hendrix with a crown of thorns on his head.
Ha, 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 ha.
Isn't that what you're saying?
Aren't we funny?
Isn't that what you're saying?
At least you would suggest that. You would strongly suggest maybe that day that his mail be open for him, right?
Yeah, maybe if he knows, say, the next month that they're sending over this picture of a black Jesus, he'll have one of the priests, one of the lower-rung priests, open it up and say, Your Holiness, hold on to yourself. You might want to get a sip of water. It's a black Jesus coming up.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, you're the one saying that. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, I thought you wanted some people to intelligently refute your point, so I was giving you an opportunity.
That, yes, if they want to protect the Pontiff,
to represent yourself in an intelligent way.
I think that if they want to protect the Pontiff, yes, they'll absolutely open his mail.
Open his mail so that he won't be seeing any black Jesuses.
Yes, there are people that do that, Phil, yes.
Okay, great. Usually they open the mail to see if there's any hate letters, if there's any threats, to see if there's a bomb or something. There's a clearinghouse for that kind of thing. But we want to make sure that the Pope ain't going to be looking at no black Jesuses just in case he decides to have a heart attack. Is that it?
You heard my opinion, Phil.
Okay, I got it. Thank you, ma'am, for your call there in Charlotte tonight, by the way.
Sure.
1-800-449-8686. So there, we got that one squared away. The Pope will have his mail opened for him so that in case there is a picture of a Jesus that resembles Tina Turner, he won't have to look at it, and only the younger priest will have the heart attack. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Every show, 1-800-449-8686 with Margaret Gray about how Pope John Paul might have a heart attack if he sees a picture of a black Jesus. Pinion Hills on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Flo, and I'm
Hi, Flo. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Flo. I'm Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Good, dear. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I'm glad that you get to voice your opinion. It's one of the neat things about this country.
Isn't it?
I'm disagreeing. I'm a black woman, no, and I'm not Catholic. My friends all are. They're all Polish. They're all old Poles, as you say. And
you know what I mean about them, don't you?
Yes, I do. I could not call them. I could not say Polak. They may. You know what I mean?
But you know what I mean about those Slavs.
I know that they can be set in their ways.
The Slav mind.
But I do also know that when the Pope came through Baltimore, which is where I was working, there were many, many drawings of Jesus as a black man, and he was fine.
But I think the Pope was warned.
He was what? Warned?
He was warned,
but
yes.
I think that the intelligence level of this, when you have a certain IQ and a certain awareness, and you've been around the world, and you've seen poverty, and you've seen, there are many instances where he was not warned. And he saw many things that he was not, they could not possibly have warned him.
Do you think he saw the Ike Turner Jesus?
I think that when he does, or if he does, or I think that it is not going to be a shock to kill him.
I don't know where you get this Ike Turner. It looks more like Jimi Hendrix to me.
Well,
it does. I mean, it looks, it's absolute.
I think you're going to look at it and go,
spitting
those Americans.
It's Jimi Hendrix as Jesus.
I don't think the Pope is going to be shocked by anything.
I don't know. Who was the guy who's the guy that sang Rocket 88?
Ike Turner.
That was the one I was thinking of.
Rocket 88. Okay,
I think that the Pope has seen many things in America that by the time he sees a black
I'm trying to avoid the lasting image in all of our minds of Pope John Paul laying there in a chair, his arms and his head ashen gray from a heart attack, and dangling from his right hand a picture of Ike Turner.
Then you're not giving very much credit to the Pope.
To the Pope, absolutely. Thank you for your call. So that's the last we'll see of Pope John Paul, ashen-faced, holding a picture of Ike Turner.
Ike Turner.
I got it.
With a crown of thorns.
Here is Sacramento on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. My point is that why wouldn't it not be that the Pope might have been just shocked that truth have just come out to him? And he has been holding this all the time because the Roman Catholics held back truth from the Bible and from the public since the 17th century.
Well, darling, do you really think Jesus looks like Professor Longhair?
I believe that he was a black man. The Bible says in the book of Revelations, 1, it says that he had hair of wool, he had feet of brass. Tell me what white man do you see with feet of brass and hair of wool?
Well, you'll laugh, but I do know of one.
Now, if you're going to believe...
No.
That he is one, but what is he mixed with?
Well, no, wait a second. If you remember Captain Kangaroo...
What was he mixed with? What was his nationality?
Captain Kangaroo might have been mixed race. You're right.
Thank you.
Captain Kangaroo wasn't mixed race.
He had woolly hair. What?
When you see genetics mixed, you're going to come out with an African-American.
Well, this is very true, and...
Was Captain Kangaroo mixed race, yes or no?
Was he?
Phil, you're the fan.
Father. I don't know his lineage, but when you see an olive-colored skinned man and hair of curly, you know somewhere down the line I'll say it, and I'm not a racist. God knows I'm not. But as you see a man with curly hair, somebody was in the woodpile.
A bitch got over the wall.
Well, I don't speak that type of language.
Okay, I know what both of you ladies are saying.
No, I speak your language, dear. I know what you're talking about.
Well, if
somebody
you want to say the truth about
right.
it, nobody on this earth is completely one race any longer.
Tony Sorrentino, who's the engineer of the Phil Hendry Show, Southern Italian, and you know what we're talking about, don't you?
I understand
That's
what an Italian
right.
is, but now where did that Italian race come from?
You've seen a lot of those Italians with
where
the
Where did
kinky...
that Italian race come
they
from?
Came up
see,
from
I
Africa.
Want to go all the way back to not what
up...
your nationality is. Go back to your roots and
they
find out. And then
the
you find out you come
Africa.
From Abraham.
They came all
and
the way
Abraham
from
was one seed, and when they all split up. But see, but when you come down the lineage of David,
you look at Abraham,
then
you look
come
at one black
where
son
Jesus
of a gun.
Christ came from.
Right.
And Jesus Christ's mother was an Israelite, so she was a black woman.
And that Abraham was about as black as the inside of a cow. So
okay.
I'm trying to
now
say...
Now, however you want to put it,
exactly.
let's go through.
That's
now,
exactly
what
right.
I said is, maybe the Pope finally did not understand that truth was going to hit. When your body is subject to shock, it's going to be affected in some type of way.
So you agree, ma'am, that the Pope could see a picture of a black Jesus and just succumb to a cardiac arrest?
I can believe that it's going to be a many more people when truth
thank
really hits.
God.
They may come to a cardiac
there you go.
Arrest.
Sister, thank you, because you're
but
speaking
I am
the truth.
Not accusing the picture. You better look at truth. I'm not accusing the picture.
You don't see
because
the picture.
When you find out maybe where your grandmother, great-grandfather, somewhere down the line was with a black man, too, you may get shot, too.
Wait a second. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say all of us are made up from one thing.
Are you telling
it's
me that
a
somebody
seed,
got...
one seed. You come from the seed of Abraham.
You telling me someone got the woodpile in my family?
It's a possibility.
Wait a second.
Did you come from God?
Step
Why
off.
Why are you arguing a point about who was in the picture?
Step off.
Wait a
did
second.
You argue about the point about who was in the picture?
I'm just saying that when Pope
if
John
it is
Paul...
affecting you, you must be concerned and worried about where you come from.
So you're saying that my great uncle might have been a little smoky?
It's a possibility. I know in my family there's a plenty of them down the line.
Got any white folks in your family?
Yes, I do.
Well, congratulations.
What do you mean, congratulations? Look, I understand entirely what you're saying, ma'am. You're saying that we are all, the human race, if you will, is mongrelized to a degree.
Yes.
And that we are all...
Eventually we come from the same place.
Exactly. We probably come from the same place. And what the hell difference does it make if it's a black Jesus? And if
That's
Pope John
why
Paul,
we all bleed red.
If Pope John Paul is so weak and so sheltered from life...
Subject to shock.
He's an old Pole.
We got that already. And if he has a heart attack looking at Jimi Hendrix, Ike Turner, or Jesus Christ, then so be it, okay? But I doubt very seriously that's going
to
happen.
The picture. What does the Bible say? Let's go back to the Bible.
It says that Jesus looked like Captain Kangaroo.
Phil Hendry Show, Captain Kangaroo.